Hello and welcome to Rob and Locke. Everyone loves this episode, maybe just as much as Hot or Not, maybe a close second actually. No, nothing can ever replace Hot or Not, but people just love hearing us talk because they think we're friends.
Well, this used to be the news, mate, then you killed it.
Yeah, because the news is shit a little bit, you know? Like, so it's just about what we're doing, what we're up to, as well as what's caught our attention. It's not just, let's just read what's happening in the world because fuck it.
It's a very us this week. If you haven't already, go back and dig into our episode we released with our business daddy, Chris Wilson, a co-founder of Dream Big Social Club. That episode came out on Monday. And if you want a bit of an update on all things Dream Big Social Club.
If you can't sleep and you're just wondering what we're doing, this is a really good app.
Well, I feel like it's been a couple of months now at the start of the year and the business world's starting to ramp back up again. It was good timing because I feel like we had the offsite with Chris down at his vineyard. He calls it the shed, but it's the vineyard down at our Red Hill. And
give the address out, I reckon.
No, I don't have the address with me, but I don't know. I just feel like it was a good episode.
It's always good. Chris, he loves breaking it down with us, and exciting news with his podcast getting launched soon. I feel like they could go for like 4 hours, I reckon. Because
Mum gave some nice feedback about Chris. He said he's very articulate and he seems like a very, very intelligent, smart man. And I said to her straight away, I said, just don't say that to his face.
But what was the but?
There was no but.
Serial killer vibes?
There was no but.
No?
She just said,
there was one little shed down there on his vineyard that we couldn't open. It was there was extra, cobwebs
extra
around
extra locks.
There was some screams from under the floorboards.
There was no screams.
There was.
Hey, well, footy's back. Did you like the fact that footy's back? Round zero? I didn't like, can I be honest, straight up?
What?
I didn't understand why they kicked it off and they only had half the games.
They're just trying to generate a bit of interest in the different states.
Well, it lost me straight up.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to watch footy. And now there's not that much to watch.
You weren't that excited?
Yeah, because there's not that many games.
No.
It's like, oh, I'd like to watch it.
That you wanted to see your boys.
Does that mean this week there's eight games? Or are there only four games this week?
No, there's eight games. They're back.
It's confusing. It's hard.
I don't know when my team's playing. I'm stressing out.
What am I going to do?
You're Geelong. Like, we're just hoping Jed Buse gets a game. Yeah. You know? Because he's doing some good things. He makes a good coffee. He's a good-looking rooster, and hopefully he's a good lockdown defender.
I'm a bit nervous for Geelong this year.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I reckon bottom four, maybe.
Bottom
four. Not with Wertho there. Not with Jed Buse, Wertho, a few others.
They're finishing somewhere between 11 and 6.
You reckon? That's your team you're speaking about there.
Yeah, but I'm being honest.
Cam Guthrie's injured too.
11 and 6.
Yeah.
Hopefully they make finals, but I'm saying they could be. They're not down the bottom of the ladder. Geelong's too good a team to be down. Too good a club to finish low.
So you just—they're not accepting low.
Yeah, their low is 11.
Yeah, and it's just like go have a holiday, boys. Like you deserve it. You've been up for a while.
You can't stay up the top all the time. Did you watch much footy?
I did. I watched Brisbane lose and choke in the second half. That was hard to watch, but it's round zero, and I feel like Carlton. Yes, you can turn it on. Congratulations in round zero. It's all good. But I heard people saying, "Oh, Carlton get it done in the crunch time and in the." Yeah, it's not crunch time, bro.
I think
it's round zero.
One of the biggest chokes.
One of the biggest chokes. It's round zero after a grand final loss. Whatever.
You don't think it's a huge choke?
I don't think it matters that
much. I
think
it's an enormous choke.
I think
you're up by so much in front of a home crowd.
Yeah.
To then get your pants pulled down for the rest of the game and embarrassed in front of all your fans after losing a grand final. Doesn't really instill confidence in the fans and the club for the rest of the year.
You know what does instill confidence in me? Will Powell signed a contract extension at the Gold Coast Suns.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He had a lot of touches in the weekend. I think
he's there. He signed to 2046 or something.
2046.
I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, he's a new dad and he's playing some good football, isn't he? He reminds me of myself. His skills and decision making, the little mustache, the tan, the arms. Very me in the way.
Come out of retirement this year.
Huh?
Come out of retirement this year.
I wish I could, but I'd play well in the first like 10 minutes and then I'd blow up, I reckon.
Yeah, I was on that bandwagon. Didn't that come off real hard?
I just honestly, like, you're like a broken record. The comeback, I'm sick.
But it was true. This is a real
comeback's real. I feel a bit sick. I broke down. I'm injured. I feel like I've heard this story for like 4 years.
Yeah, but I've been pushing. Last 2 years I've been training. So I've actually trained consistently for 2 years and then had you left.
What type of training? You're in bed doing sit-ups and that, aren't you? You're in bed doing sit-ups.
All sorts of. I'd be training at least 6 times a week.
6 times a week.
I average 6 sessions a week. So it's 5 to 6 sessions a week.
But you call a session like 10 minutes of just a few shrugs.
Nah, not at all. I'd say a session's 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Minimum.
Would you say you're fit?
Yeah.
A fit person?
I'm saying I'm as fit as I get.
Fit and sexy.
Would you say fit and sexy. No, I'd just say fit.
Do you reckon you're DILF material?
I'd have to shape up for a little bit. You know?
No, but like you're walking down the street and go, oh, I reckon I'm a bit of a deal.
I feel a bit more confident myself than I did a few years ago.
With the haircut and stuff too, surely a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
In control, sharp.
I need to have a shave.
Hey, one latte, thanks. One large latte.
I've been having two coffees lately too.
You have?
Treat myself, you know.
Why? Because you're just... the edge. Because... That's about the most hardcore thing that you do, isn't it?
Yeah, my life's very bland and
boring.
You
just drink water.
You sent me something the
other
day.
Milk.
It's funny how sober, which is something that we'll probably discuss tomorrow on the tomorrow's Hot or Not, got sent in.
Yeah.
But it was like sober and so bored.
Yeah.
Sound similar to each other, and it is true.
Mm, it is true. We'll get into it on Hot or Not tomorrow.
Someone escape reality.
it's good though.
Well, tell us on the list to talk about. You had the Pitch Music Festival. What's going on there?
So they had to end up canning the festival, Pitch Music Festival, which has been.
Did they can another
staple.
One else recently?
Groove in the Moo. No, but Pitch actually happened, but the fire dangers and stuff. So there's been some real backlash because there's hardly any reception. Those 40 odd days in a row, whatever. That's when it happened
on the long weekend.
On the long weekend. And apparently the CFA issued a high risk area. So they were advising people not to come, but they kept the festival going. So people didn't know whether to go or not. And then there were some people
Well, they
leaving.
Kept running it. So people were still performing and stuff.
Yeah, but they changed the set times and stuff and everything just got changed around. So there was people who got there and it was like normal, but just less people. Apparently food vendors and stuff who were meant to set up, they got told not to come by the festival. So
people turned up and there was like no one there, no food staff. Fire risk.
I don't know how much of all that is true, but that's what I've been like. I looked at the comments about
what's going on with the music festivals.
3 hours.
What do you think is going on right now?
Splendor in the Grass got their lineup announced, and everyone hates it. Everyone hates it. Yeah, but they just wrote Kylie, and everyone's like, "Who's Kylie?" A little bit. Like it's like, oh yeah, Kylie Minogue. It makes sense. I thought so, maybe, but not a very good. It's not that strong, and. I just think the money's gone, isn't it? Like the risk, the money. Like, but Pitch, there was like, it was pretty crazy. Like one kid died from Nidri.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a drug overdose. But just hot weather. Then they ended up canning it or whatever. But it would have been hard as a festival owner because you're just like, you have to pay all these people and stuff. Insurance, if the CFA or whatever just said shut it down, I feel like they can get their insurance back. But if they had to just shut it down without them saying it, I feel like... So I reckon they were playing like a tug of war behind the scenes a little bit. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Music festivals. Do you reckon people have enough money now to go to music festivals and that at the moment?
Not as... If you produce a solid lineup, like the best lineup, people will come.
They go on to one for the year.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift. It's like, yes, we're in hard times, but everyone found a ticket to Taylor Swift. Yeah, you know, it's like you can find tickets to stuff that you really want. So if you're doing a...
I'm not going to go see a C-grade lineup of...
No. And pay top dollar. Like you're paying more than what you ever have. For stuff that's not that good.
To go and have $14 potato twisters.
They're fucking good though, aren't they?
Nah, I don't rate
potatoes. You ever been to a festival before?
Yeah.
What one? Sexpo.
Laneway?
Did you? Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah. Your eyes were just darting, weren't they? You were just like, what stage should I go to next? I love all
I
the artists.
What's the other one? Was it?
Huh?
I don't know.
You were at Tame Impala played, yeah.
No big festival.
That was for your birthday, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
It was for someone's birthday.
Not my birthday.
I remember your festival
kit. If it was my birthday, I wouldn't have picked it.
the funniest shit ever was we got that group photo and that guy who wouldn't leave you alone all day, remember?
He
was touching you all day.
It was like
he's in the photo. He was like a friend of a friend, like one of Az's mates or something. And he's got the glasses on and he was you kept saying, this guy's just like on me all day. I just met him. And then it's like a big group photo that we all look back on and go, what a time that was. Who's that guy following Rob around all day?
Why is he doing that?
It was pretty weird. But, just seeing you at a music festival would be insane. I reckon.
I'll head there now.
Which one would you go to? You go see Ziggy Alberts. You go see Jack Johnson, Ben Harper.
There's no...
The Beautiful Girls.
I don't have a...
You don't have a what? A brain cell left?
No, I'm not that interested in going.
You're not that interested?
I'm happy to listen to him on the radio.
Yeah.
Or on YouTube. Like, I like...
You got Jack Harlow.
No, not even... I wouldn't go. If you come, I wouldn't... Nah.
The coolest thing about you is you love the artist No Name and you forgot it was on that night and you just didn't go. And I was like, fuck, he's the coolest artist he knows and he's just ditched it.
That's pretty impressive, isn't
it? That's even cooler. That's even cooler.
I went to Leon Bridges.
You are the hardest person to go to a gig with because
don't take me.
You yell out in between songs and just say the most dumb shit. Like, I think you kept yelling out in between every Leon Bridges song. You said, play Sex on Fire. And I'm pretty sure he looked at you and go, shut the fuck up. I was like, bro, just shut the fuck up.
All right. In some serious news, when it comes to the AFR, Board exodus. Vic government startup fund spend $22 million to invest $74 million. Three directors of the $2 billion Breakthrough Victoria Fund are departing amid calls for the unnecessary John Brumby-led venture capital player to be wound up despite the state government insisting it is working well. The latest annual report shows the fund employs more than 50 staff, including former Victorian public servants and political staffers, at a cost of almost $9.9 million a year. The fund also spent more than $1.55 million on consultants, including PwC and EY. The fund invested $73.7 million last year, but had $22 million in expenses, equivalent to 30% of the invested capital. The $2 billion fund, the largest venture capital fund in the country, was launched to much fanfare 3 years ago under the former Premier Daniel Andrews, with a mandate to turbocharge innovation in the state. I find this is interesting because it's like, obviously they're under heat because they're sitting on $2 billion, right?
Mm. Just give it to me.
And they've dropped 70 million. They've only invested 74 million.
We need to meet up with these people and just say, hey, we know so many people who could do with a little bit of cash. Just give us 10 grand.
Sometimes it's just...
People like, just have more money than sense. Is that what you're trying to say? It's like a too big of a kitty. What do I? That's a weird problem to have, isn't it? To look into your account and go, I've got so much money, I haven't been spending it.
Yeah.
And they want me to spend it. So is everyone just like, I don't like that anymore? I don't like that.
I just think they're not making any. I think the pressure's on because they haven't deployed the capital.
They haven't met us yet. We know so many people who we could change the world with that cash.
I just think it's
Brumby.
It's the deployment. People need it deployed. If you want to sit on it and that's there.
That's a good job title, capital deployer.
Yeah, I'm the money. I write the checks.
I'll go out for lunch and I'll write the checks.
It's a weird world at the moment. I feel like off the back of the last 18 months, if you haven't listened to our conversation with Chris Wilson on Monday, he sort of goes into it a little bit there around the current state of the capital markets and the changes off the back of what has been a challenging 2023 and an interesting start to 2024. I think this sort of sums up what's talking about. And if they didn't want to invest last year because I thought it was a better time to sit on things, and I get it too, but they spent a lot of –
What do you think? Come on.
I would like to
see – Give us your considered thoughtful answer.
If they have a $2 billion fund and they've only dropped $75 million, I'm asked, like, how when are they going to drop the rest of it?
Mm. What are you interested in? Nothing.
Yeah. What do you like? You got $2 million. Like, it's like walking to a grocery store and just walking out. I tell you what I actually did. Into the store yesterday. I went into Coles.
Yeah.
Busy as fuck. We needed one thing. I needed a carton of eggs. We were making burgers and we didn't have
eggs. Give the man some eggs.
But I went at the worst time. I knew it was going to be busy because...
And you hate people.
I waited. It was like a line of like 30 deep to go through the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And everyone had a bunch of shit and all I had was one carton of eggs.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. I should just get something else. But I was like, that's what it sort of feels a bit like with this Breakthrough Victoria Ventures a little bit.
You
like,
were hoping someone would just go, hey, bro, just go through.
You know, you got $2 million.
You were sniffing around for $2 million.
Like, you don't just get one carton of eggs, mate. You can go and you can get a bunch of different things. You got $2 billion.
Take some risks.
You got a pretty big grocery budget.
It's like the Big Brother house. And you remember how they used to get the budget? What are you buying this week? Hey,
try some stuff out.
Hold 100.
If you walk through Coles and see a few yellow tickets and see a few things on sale, like a few fire sales, people are doing some, hey, we're raising, we're going to say it was at this value, maybe it's at this value now. Like, try it out.
Even preying on vulnerable people. You know what I mean? Just do it.
We don't recommend that. It's that's funny, Jack.
Hey, is John Brumby, though, is he from Broadmeadows? I think maybe. I think he's from – that's funny. If that's true, it's funny that he's – because it's his fund, isn't it? Is he the ambassador or is he the guy?
He's the chair.
He's the chair. So does that mean the boss, yeah? Is he the big boss?
Former Victorian Premier.
Mm.
There you go.
Where's he from though? What state?
Victoria, bro.
No, but what suburb, sorry?
I don't know. I don't have his birth certificate.
We should ask him.
Where were you born, bro? Hey, John, where were you?
I reckon I'm going to sneak into his LinkedIn inbox and just say, Big John Brumby, we speak about you on today's pod and we want you on as a guest because if you need help spending some cash.
They've chosen a nice photo of him. He's got his black tie out. He looks quite handsome, really.
You reckon he's a good-looking
fella? For an old fella, he looks pretty sharp there.
So you really want to send it to him now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to say some few things nice. Trying to get him on the pod.
He looks a bit like James Bond, doesn't he?
Yeah, is that James Bond? Anyway, deploy a bit more cash, mate. All right, moving on. It was a long weekend. It was hot as.
Yeah.
Did you find the hot weather nice? Did you like the heat?
It's hard without an aircon in the house and just like fans in the bedroom, to be honest. It does get hot. But I'd prefer hot than freezing cold.
I'm ready for the change up of the weather a little bit. Yeah.
Like you suit layers too.
I like the heat. Don't get me wrong. Love summer.
Mm.
3 days in a row of that scalding hot temperature.
Yeah, you almost had too much fun going down the beach, weren't you? You're like, oh dang, I gotta go again.
No, we had to go on the because you can't go. And I feel like you can't take we can't take Matilda out like the scorching hot middle of the day heat.
So she only goes out between the temps of 19 and 22.
She does.
Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
She's, you don't take
we baby her like that. So we go to the beach in the morning. We'd swim in the morning, but then like
5:30 a.m. first light.
We were at the beach by like 8 o'clock.
Are you the only ones on the beach that early?
We went swimming.
People with their dogs and shit getting a coffee and you're building sandcastles.
It's heaps of kids, bro.
Yeah?
Heaps of families at the beach.
Do you go in the water at that time?
Yeah, I went swimming.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Do you wear Speedos or boardies?
Speedos.
That's crazy.
I wear boardies to the beach and then if I go in the water, I'll whip the boardies
off. I understand if you had a big one, but you know what I mean? Like
you asked me at the start of this episode how I feel about myself. Good enough to be rocking the Speedos on the beach. Consistently.
Getting that large latte, three sugars, thanks.
I put the Speedos on, then I whip them off and put my boardies back on, free ball them home.
Oh. Where do you do the change though? Down the beach?
On the beach.
Full pecker out.
On the beach. I put a towel around me.
I was going to say, that's very French.
On the beach, put a towel around me and change.
You have your little bucket in your back thing. You love it, don't you?
Yeah, prepared, mate.
I just can't believe you wear Speedos. So do you ever wear Speedos when you go get a coffee or anything? Have you ever done that?
No.
Like gone into Pond or Bomboras?
Never. I'm not like that.
You just said, hey, one large coffee, the big cock over here. Huh?
If I go for a swim in the water,
yeah,
I'm happy. Not. I'd prefer to do that than swim in my boardies and then have to walk around with wet boardies and get chafed.
Chafe, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So I just
feel like you're one of the dudes on Bondi Rescue that just goes around touching people in the water.
I have a swim. I take my boardies off. I have my Speedos underneath. I go for a swim. I come out. I take my wet Speedos off and I put my dry boardies back on.
Yeah.
Feel fantastic.
What about when you're collecting shells? What's the attire?
Boardies.
Top off. Maybe a hat.
No. Hat.
Yeah.
Hat. No, I haven't been wearing on the hot weather. I didn't. There's no shirt packed.
You loved it.
Drive to the beach. Shirt. No shirt. Drive home. No shirt.
Do you get looks in the car, you reckon? Do you reckon people look at you? Who's that?
I think I'm past that. Honestly, I looked in the mirror the other day. I'm like, I'm getting old.
Who's that guy? I'm 40 k's over the speed
limit. I've got a lot more grey hairs coming out of my beard too. Even since we started this pod last 4 years, a lot more greys. Yeah. Very interesting.
I feel like we age pretty quickly, don't we? I remember when we were spring chickens living together, it was like I had too much energy. It was like that before. Too much money, too much energy. We're bouncing off the walls with the oxy shred, weren't we?
We've never had too much money, mate.
That's coming, you know, and then that'll be fun.
I was at a Bucks on the weekend. I have a bit of a funny story. Sam, my future brother-in-law is marrying my sister Alice.
When are they getting married?
Next month, April. They.
I'm just going to come, even though I'm not
so
invited.
It was at the Flemington race. It was at the races on that hot day. So Dad and I turned up. It was like 38 degrees.
Yeah.
We had a booth out, not a booth, like a fenced off area. And there was his Bucks party and another Bucks party next to each other, right on the finish line of the where the horses cross the rate, like the finish line.
Yeah. The winning post.
Yeah. As it got, as everyone got more progressively more drunk from both of the Bucks parties, one of the I don't know who it was from the other party came over and said, "Hey, we want to set up a race. Would your buck be interested in racing our buck?"
Yeah.
So this is the races, they had to call off a couple of the horse races because it was too hot. So they cut down a couple of the races and they ended up having, they both agreed and they ended up getting the two bucks and some other random chick who was walking past lined up.
So some random chick just
said, I'll race two.
What, dressed up?
Dressed up, took her heels off and said, I'll race two. Yeah, drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did a 70 meter race.
You kidding?
In front of the grandstand and stuff.
No way. Were Sam people cheering in that?
Yeah, there's people cheering. Sam came dead last.
You're kidding.
Nah.
I saw what he was wearing.
He had a dick drawn on his head. He was wearing a tutu. He had all like, he was, the other buck wasn't in
actually
good state.
Brought a bit of personality to him a little bit. People were like, oh, Sam.
It was funny watching him strain because he just, it's not in his, it's, he's not somebody who wants to bring attention to himself, let alone race like that. It's the last thing he wanted to do, but
You and your old man are just cruising down the back. You don't love a punt though, do you?
No.
So you're sitting there just appreciating the ponies, aren't you?
Honestly, we were.
You were just like, hey, that's
Dad, I'm like, look how beautiful that horse is.
Yeah. I can imagine you boys just sitting
there. We're like, oh, Tilly would like that.
I wish I was at home.
I don't know. I was like,
so then you just ducked off earlier. He was there for half an hour.
Sent a few photos to Tilly of the horses and that.
missing you.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, yeah. A bit like that.
You're actually the emotional one, I feel like.
You reckon?
Yeah, like you can't deal with it. I feel like sometimes you're like, oh, I am this, am that. It's you.
I get home until he's like,
where's Turtle?
Didn't even know you were gone, Dad.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. You're forgettable.
Anyway, whatever. That's the news. Footy's on this weekend.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend last
week. Are we going to do tips or are we just not doing it anymore?
I'm not really keen on doing the tips this year.
And people who don't come from Victoria or don't follow
AFL. I feel like we're forced to do a little bit of the tips sometimes, and I'm happy every now and again if there's just an interesting round to talk about some headlines and that, but yeah. I don't want to do the yearly tips.
No.
Is it you okay with that?
Yeah, because you're a bad tipper anyway, so it doesn't
matter. I felt like we never even tallied them, so it's like...
Yeah. What's the point?
We did it for 3 years.
Hey, what for?
We've tipped for 3 years with no telly.
We don't even know.
Just something to do.
Yeah. Fill some content in.
Fill some content.
Hey, but it doesn't feel like a chore for us. It's honestly so much fun. I mean, we're here, what is it, 9:30?
8:56.
8:56. This is a late one. This feels like taking it back to 2020 days. And that was when it was really, really fun and exciting. And I got that vibe again. You done?
I thought you were going to end.